The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
You have been blessed by a little MRF. Now fuck off. Boy, now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2. Gosh. Anyways, all right. Hello. Hi. Ooh. How are y'all? How are you guys doing?
We out here. We chilling.
Are we out here? We're chilling. Mm-hmm. Is everybody here? Is everybody chilling?
We've all been chilled. We've been pre-chilled.
Right. Confirm, please. Are you
chilling? Once again,
it's
spooky
not?
Season. Well, we'd not be chilling.
Right?
You have to be chilling. If you're not chilling, then you have to be banished to the Netherland.
No, you're not going to another land. You're going to fucking nether realm.
I was going to say, why are you just sending him to the Netherlands?
Nah, you're getting the fuck out of this realm. You're going to go hang out with fucking Shang Tsung and Quan Chi. God damn it.
You're going to go look at those scary ass trees.
Oh.
Those trees are yeah, you're going to go hang out with those boys.
Yikes.
Fire trees.
No, don't. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Okay. We're evil fire trees. So that's probably what they probably sound like down there.
It's probably. Okay, so hi, it's Beancast. It's a season of 8.
We're in season 8?
Yeah. It's been a long time, dude.
Holy shit.
We're old.
I think you just made a number up.
You're old.
As established per last episode.
Speak for yourself.
I had hair when we started this. I had a fucking lot of hair. I had gray pubes I found recently. That's been a little chattering.
That sounds sad.
Gray pubes?
Is that sad?
It's a very, like, stoic moment. Like, it was out of body almost.
Was it like that scene in The Godfather with the horse head?
Well, it was one of those moments where you look down and you're, like, your mortality staring back up. Like, that is one of the first times I've seriously, like, looked down and been like, oh, I am dying.
Yeah.
That is my body, like, is going through the change.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That sounds brutal. I haven't had that yet.
That does sound brutal,
but that sounds so fucking...
Well, what I will say...
Change.
What I will say is important to remember...
The smell, you say.
Oh, yeah.
The smell.
Well, people, like, go through a change in smell. And just give a person you love a sniff and notice that the scent changes over time. They get an old scent.
Is it a thing?
Is it
a,
mm-hmm. Okay, no. What?
Because you hang out with a elderly folk, and you can definitely smell the
yes.
difference.
Old people do get a...
They get a funk?
They do get a... Well, see, I feel like you gotta get a funk early, though.
They're getting closer
is it a
and closer
funk?
To death.
It's not a funk.
It's
what
a
it is
death
is
death stench.
The best buy date has passed. Like, you're not spoiled. It's not bad. You don't need to be thrown out. But the Best Buy date has gone, and you're getting a little...
collectively, like at the nursing homes and shit, they need to be thrown out. You need to get rid of those.
Don't throw their the bodies people. Listen to me. No.
These people's bodies are decomposing. They're dead. Their cells are being destroyed. It's over for
them. Here's the thing. It's like technically, since you are literally born, you're like dying, right? Like you from day one, babes, like you're on a mission to like ultimately die. So it's not fair to like put this pressure on like people as they get older about the said dying thing.
Okay. But what about
they're going to die? It's going to happen.
What about as part of our Fiendcast Patreon? We give people our classic recipe for corpse starch.
I agree.
Yeah, you can make corpse bread.
Was that like a corn starch made out of like of ashes?
Yeah, of your loved ones or not so loved ones, whoever.
Okay.
And it gives you life.
Well, it makes bread.
Which is life.
Sure, yeah, it's bread.
Bread is life.
Bread is life. And you can make it from your enemies or whoever. Just subscribe to our Patreon.
I feel like that would taste terrible.
They're going to make roach bread. I'd eat it.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
they already make roach bread. Heavy.
And I would
heavy
I would
in
try
other
it
countries. It's supposed to have a lot of protein in it and stuff. Lots of other like countries eat bugs, bro. I've eaten some bugs before.
I pretended to try to eat a cricket.
You said you ate the cricket.
I put it in my mouth.
You said you ate it.
I put it in my mouth and I like you kind of bit down and I like gagged immediately. I spit it back out.
How do you kind of bit down?
You just kind of bit it and then spit
I,
it
like,
out.
It
no, you molested it.
It started to crunch and I couldn't follow through.
Especially when the goo goes in your mouth, the bug goo.
That's even worse.
All the bug organs that are
it's
probably
just liquid
in
there. It's
not the
goo. It's like the hairy outside pieces.
It was,
like,
here's the thing. It was a fried piece dusted in like barbecue. Chile? No, it was barbecue dust.
Oh, you could have finished that. You would taste like
it was a whole thing. There's eyeballs and like a head.
See, you were thinking of see that's because you were overthinking it. Yeah. You should have just
like,
ate it.
I put it in my mouth, so I did taste it, and then I did the little light black bite.
To me,
and
sounds,
I was like, no, can't do it. Can't do it.
She imagined a backstory.
Have you ever ate like any of those like what those things? Like you probably have like little bean snacks. Like the crispy, like green beans.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That's what I assume that cricket tastes like. Like they're just crunchy.
Oh, the airy like peas or whatever.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Vegetables.
They're like
boy.
These little puff like vegetables. They take vegetables I don't know. It's kind of like a Cheeto puff, but with vegetables.
That is fucking foreign to me. I've literally never heard of such a contraption.
They're pretty good.
Vegetable snacks.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure my non-vegetable eating ass could probably use them. So.
They are decent, bro. They're kind of like chips. Like you could eat them. Like you can eat them like chips.
I have noticed you're kind of short, Space Boy. Is that the coffee or the, the lack of vitamins from the vegetables?
The vitamins from the vegetables and the coffee.
Kofifi.
Really quick, official intro. Spaceboy Dandy, Archolian Paler, Lord MRF, Black Mitch, we're here. We're doing it. We're going.
8 minutes. Tips the hat.
Listen, there's been like 30 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. We're grease lightning.
Well.
We're
slicked. Doing well, yeah.
We're mainline. We're trimmed.
We're slimming it up. We're trimming the fat. Kind of something like that. But, you know, speaking of trimming the fat, I think that's like a term that like rich people say a lot. But like, do they even really know what that means? Like when they're like, oh, we're going to trim the fat.
They've never
seen they know what that means because they get lipo all the time.
They're going to trim the fat out. Just going right
they
on.
Understand.
No.
That's what happens when they give you medicine and you go to sleep and then you wake up. And your stomach's in pain, but you're skinnier.
Or you just
and
have,
that's what matters.
Or you have a Botox party.
Or you have a Botox party. Ridiculous.
I would do it. I'd go. If you had a Botox and jewelry party and you were like, come get fabbed.
Like you're getting like, they give you like jewelry and Botox shots.
Yeah, a couple free. I think they do it by the cubic inch.
What if I just want jewelry?
Units. They're the units.
Is it a cubic unit?
It's called
unit?
A unit.
Is it mandatory that yes. I get the Botox if I take the jewelry?
I want it straight to the Botox my
Botox
dick.
Botox,
Botox my dick. Just... I want.
That might end terribly though. You might have a permanent bone. Not well. Like you might have like a semi-permanent boner.
Which would just always look swollen.
The shit's gonna. Your blood vessels are gonna like restrict.
Could they Botox the wrinkles out of my balls?
Oh my god!
Just, like, now you're talking.
Perpetual smooth balls.
Smooth as eggs, bro. Just all the wrinkles out of there.
I don't think that will.
You take it to the next level again.
I don't think that will though.
I think this has to have been explored. It has tight. To have been explored.
It gives you super cancer.
I was gonna give you like that weird tight skin feeling on your balls.
No, but that's what I crave. I want to reach down there and feel like it's like a water park.
Have you guys ever
in the summer, you know, a little slick, and I just my hand ah. right up down the big slide.
I was gonna say, have you guys?
Jeez,
keeping it in there.
Have you guys ever held? So, like, my uncle used to have, they come in this little box, and I don't know if they're, like, called, I don't know what they're called, but I just always called them, like, the little Chinese balls. And
oh,
they
were, Benoit
like,
balls.
And, like, you know, and you're just supposed to, like,
I believe they're called.
In your hand, and it's, like, a little, you know.
That's not about, yeah. That little metal, they're metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of, they also have a clang in them.
They're for stress relief and concentration.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they were the like 90s fidget spinners.
Yeah, my grandma had.
And I'm gonna mispronounce the shit out of this.
Nothing's new.
B A O D I N G balls, boating balls. I've always called them Benoit balls.
Boating,
but
boating. Yeehaw!
I've always called them Benoit, but yeah, the little you were definitely
precisely.
Saying,
the yes,
silver, we all had the same memory.
The noise.
I'd go to the mall, and go to that one Asian store that every mall has.
Yes,
and there'd be like 30 boxes, and I'd have to
yes!
take everyone.
They would
out.
Have them just out,
and
like...
I would, and you don't see them anymore. No. All those malls are gone. The balls are somewhere in a vault.
Somebody took them.
Somebody
is.
Someone
is hoarding
them.
The fucking
balls.
Somebody's
a fucking ball goblin.
Like, they have to be hoarding them. Like, what else would they be doing with them? And I honestly think that's rude. Like, those balls could help so many people.
I found a YouTube channel that does reviews on them. And this dude's hand must be a mitt.
That dude has fucking...
He's not even looking like he's stressing twirling those
that
balls.
That dude got salt retention.
What size are those balls, bro? Those look like some... Those might be smaller than the regulation ones we're talking about.
I mean, honestly, my hands may have just been smaller at the time, too.
Oh, no.
The balls may be the same size they always have been. I just may be bigger.
That's true.
That's your hand?
No. Is that your hand?
No. I don't videotape me. I don't have a secret ball fondling channel.
I'm about to say, see, this with no sound.
Listen, Black Mitch, I don't know what you do.
Kind of weird.
I'm not with you 24/7, and I'm not a hater, you know.
I was going to say, this is a judgment-free zone. I feel fine. Telling you guys it's not my hand.
Okay. Great. Glad to confirm.
That it isn't my hand.
Because I was going to make a joke about this guy and his blue balls. Because they are blue balls.
Whoa.
From here. They're blue.
They are blue balls.
They're blue from every...
They are blue.
Every distance, I believe. They remain blue.
And he just fondles them. And it's an interesting sight. The ones that I had, well, I didn't have them. They were
you had a favorite one though at the mall. Would you go visit them?
Well, no, like literally my grandma had a pair that were like my uncle's apparently, but they were red. And but there I did also go to the malls a lot and play with their balls as well.
As all children should.
But it was just like such a fun thing, and I truly can't remember why I even brought this shit up, but
I'm not sure, but I do have a core memory that for the longest time, at least in elementary school,
foolishness.
I thought that those balls were the same as a jade egg, and so I was like trying to figure out why women would put that in their vagina.
why they would just stick two balls in it up there.
Gwyneth Paltrow told them to.
Well, and
wait,
everyone
wait,
should
wait,
do
wait,
what she
wait,
tells
wait,
them,
wait,
but...
wait. A jade egg? A
jade egg.
Yeah.
A jade egg.
You know, it's, egg goes in the hoop.
An egg, you know. But it's made out of jade. It's shaped just like an egg, but it's made out of jade. And it goes in your vagina.
It goes whoop.
And you're supposed to hold it in there to strengthen your kegels. It makes okay, that like, pussy I know, stronger.
I know what kegels are, but I didn't know you put eggs.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because you got to hold it. Because you got to hold it in. You got to hold it in without it.
You just plop that sucker right in.
Practice tightening up on it, you know.
But wouldn't the egg be like...
Oh, no, you're putting it way up there. Way up there.
Okay.
If you're able to... I'll tell you what, though. If you're able to get the little metal ones in there, both of those, and ooh, hold them in there, you got that grip.
And then turn them.
Those things are heavy.
And turn them.
You got to make the noise.
Just spin them around.
Like the guy with the balls. Just...
If you can't do that, I'm not marrying you. Sorry, sorry, sweet bee.
Oh my god!
No,
that's
spin
too much.
Gotta be able to spin
too
them.
Much. No, that's not a thing. It's not. That's not a thing. I'm done. Okay, moving on. We're gonna talk about the. Oh shit.
We're here to talk about the rich people.
The rich people.
Our dislike for them.
All of the rich people?
Not all the rich people. Shoot, let's not get twisted
either. The point is that rich people are toxic in their behaviors and their practices because they have the money to be able to do so. That's the point. That's the hot take. That's it.
That is hot.
I 100% agree. I don't think there's any real reason for that kind of wealth.
You mean like super, super, like freakishly rich, like billionaire?
Billionaires, yeah.
What's your cutoff limit?
I think after you get to like, I don't know, 50 million, like, there should be a limit of like, you will never spend that much money, and now you're.
I understand
just,
that.
Like, here's a card, and all of your shit is free now, and like, you just leave the wealth pool.
I understand that, because at a certain point, like, you just fucking up. You just getting money and doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Well, what about the wealth of the generations?
Because you start to take other people's money at a certain point.
But your generations.
Oh, fuck generational wealth.
But the generation.
Nah, I don't want to see anybody.
Everybody wants to be a Nepo baby.
No, yeah, you're going to fuck it up.
I don't want
so any. Shit, I would be.
Yeah, you're going to fuck it up anyway, so.
No, what you guys are talking about, I'd be a goddamn Nepo baby. I wish my goddamn, either my parents or whatever was fucking rich. I wish.
I'll take it. I ain't, no.
I was going to say, everybody wants
that situation,
to be
rich.
I want to be a Nepo baby.
Yeah. Everybody want to be that. Yeah, of course.
But since we can't, screw them. I hate the rich. I'll be
that's
the first
right,
to say it. I would eat a rich person.
They probably taste horrible.
Oh yeah.
No.
A lot of nitrates and a lot of like preservatives and a lot of plastics.
Yeah, the thing is like I said before, I don't hate rich people for being rich. The same way I don't hate poor people for being poor. You know, you are who you are.
Well, you should also hate really poor people for being poor, especially if they work steadily and are still
why,
poor.
Yeah.
Because
depends
at that point, it's
poor
money management, and that can't be forgiven.
Yeah. It's balanced,
it can
much.
Be forgiven,
it
but it does need to be helped.
It
the
can,
point, the point, the point I'm trying to make is that
Visa's got to pay their foreign debt investment to Tel Aviv. you can't leave Visa alone like that.
The point I'm trying to make is that in either case, whether you have a little bit of money or you have a lot of bit of money, you should be a responsible person with it. You should be intentional with it. Like, don't just be out here frivolously doing what the fuck ever because you do or don't have. You know what I mean? Like, it's just I think that as a people, we definitely have a very unhealthy relationship with the monies. I can't speak for everybody, you know, but I personally do relate to that, and I definitely see it within like American culture, which I am in. So it's just, and also just the world in general, like people fucking put money over everything. Like the way these scammers are out here scamming people, especially like old people, sad old people.
They deserve to be scammed.
Why no, is it they
up all people? Lots of old folks are assholes.
They always got something to say. Yeah, they always be having shit to say.
I love how you just immediately so go wise, into like
how'd you get fooled? Yeah. How'd you get fooled if you're so wise? So
fucking smart.
You're like, okay, you're so boomers.
Smart. Around, yeah. You've been around for so fucking long.
Oh, yeah,
you like,
never
you like
made
to
a
let
mistake.
Motherfuckers
oh,
know.
Bro.
We should all have $1 million homes and all that now, but oh, but you right. But you can't tell not to have 7 and give your social security number.
Somehow you thought the Indian lady in Texas was going to give you
was
a
gonna...
rebate on a car that you don't own, and all she needed was your birthday.
The birthday. IRS was going to come and arrest you if you didn't get Walmart gift cards. Because the IRS is like, nah, you know what we need?
Yeah.
Walmart stuff.
We need Walmart from gift cards. No, honestly, sometimes... But no, like, I think for really old people... Because they didn't grow up with that shit. It just kind of fucking sprung up out of nowhere. They were old, already set in their ways. And then they like get targeted. But there's some
adapt
old people
and survive there's, or
listen, there's some of the old ones
die
that
off.
Have tried to adapt, but they still also get got, right? Like they use the Facebooks.
Regular
they use
regular
the Instagram.
People regular people get got.
Exactly.
All the time. So it's not just because they're old, like everybody gets a turn.
Well,
it's just old people are easier targets.
They
right?
are.
Because they're a little dumber.
Yeah, they they're are not. Dumber.
Little,
they are dumber. You guys
so
are dumb.
No, I refuse to ever become a dumb old person. No.
It's going
to
happen. Your brain is just going to be mushy. Your pubes are going to go gray, and then your brain's going to get mushy. That's the natural
not
order
the
gray of things.
Pubes.
Gray pubes,
I'm not
mushy
gonna,
brain.
I'm not going to be that dumb. I'm going to be a dumb
then you
got to
start shaving your pubes now.
You
get rid of them.
Get some massage in that brain now, boy.
All the time.
Oh, Black Mitch, I already get rid of my pubes. It's called Nair. I use Nair.
Blasphemy.
I use Nair lotion. I get it all off. It's great.
Blasphemy.
Nah. I like my balls sucked on. And the people that, the people that like to suck on my balls don't like a lot of
taste.
Don't like a lot of hair in their mouth.
Oh, this take.
Took a turn, boy. I'm telling you.
Hot take, hot take.
We're just, is we're that just a hot one take? Hair breath away from ball sucking at any moment. And don't y'all forget it.
I've been working on my roster, boy. It's been, it's been crazy.
It's getting a little
bit.
It's getting a little
bit. It's getting a little
bit
crazy. This is for the last few weeks.
Halloween's coming.
Halloween's
be...
coming.
Oh my
up.
God, I cannot.
What exactly is Halloween?
Halloween is when all the sleuts get together and listen to techno music
it's
and
a music
wear costumes.
It's a music festival where a bunch of swingers and single
sleuts.
People get together and then they all bang and camp out in the woods for 4 days.
Oh, it's
going to
be musky out
jam
there.
Band
it's
going to
be so musky.
Jam bam.
Jam band music and do acid and whatever else fucking drug out in the
shrooms.
Woods for literally like 3 or 4 days.
It seems like the
it's
nicest
so
group of people.
It's so nice.
But also the funkiest.
I'm about to say yes.
No, it's nice. There are showers. Like... There are showers out there.
Nah, there's some funk that, because like, you're going to bang in a
there's
tent
just a
muggy
there's
out
a
there.
Perpetual funk that
there's
comes
there's definitely
going to
be some funky situations, but it depends on how you camp, too. Because like,
also the drugs. You have to think about the drugs.
There are people out there that glamp. There are people out there that, like, have all the shit that they need.
Well,
like,
here's what I'm thinking
they've been doing this for, like, years.
Is that not pure, is that not the gathering of the juggalos at that
pretty
point?
Much. Just a different
a
group of people.
A classier juggalos.
Yeah, it's just
no
a different group of people.
There's
so
these people shower. Okay,
here's my perpetual worry.
Questionable.
You're out in the Florida, the sun,
mm-hmm.
heat,
mm-hmm.
in the tent, and it's muggy, and that humidity's pulling up, and you're perspiring
mm-hmm.
all day,
right.
and then that drug sweat because you're on drugs.
Oh, the drug sweat the best.
Hard, and now that's starting to steam up in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
You're banging yeah. down in the tent, and then you're
mm-hmm.
breathing that in.
There
and then you get
fans.
Pneumonia from
there are fans in
to,
the tent if you know what you're doing
to whirl around
and,
the funk.
And also, there's like a little shower thing that we have that's like a shower head, pretty much. And then the bottom of it
is the bong.
Is like a little ball thing that goes into like a bucket of water and it sucks up the water.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then you can just like shower out there, bro.
No one's
fucking dirty like that.
But that's the problem is it's not that any one person is dirty. It's the atmosphere is just so heavy.
I mean,
exactly.
We're outside, bro.
Yeah. That's what it's
just. So it's just collecting off of everyone,
I don't
whether
give a
you
shit.
Want to or not.
It's fine. It's fine. This is a safe space.
Oh yeah, I ain't shaming okay. you for getting on the grunge, but
I'm just saying it's a fun funky
little,
vibe.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a little grungy.
Oh yeah,
that's my
hey,
problem with that.
Get it in.
I was gonna say, like,
This is the place to do it. This is the place to do it.
Right.
I feel like the only
energy out there is great. It's great energy.
I feel like it's the only bit. Like, I feel like it's a bigger benefit, like going to something like the Gather of the Juggalos, because at least it's like up north versus being like in fucking Florida.
Yeah, where everything's cooler. But here's the thing. I'm not gonna lie. I think there's something really kind of fun and interesting about being like real swampy with festival, you know, like just getting really like, you know.
Look, here's the thing. I believe it is. I believe it probably is fun as shit. It's more so a comfort situation. It's like, right. Goddamn.
I mean, I agree.
Gross feeling.
Like, I agree, but here's the thing.
I'll do drugs in the woods with a small amount of people.
But then you walk around and like, everybody's nice, bro. Everybody you walk by,
everybody's on drugs. Literally everybody. Good.
Happy hula. Like, people check up on you and shit. It's good atmosphere.
I just be annoyed the whole time.
It is a good atmosphere to be fucked up out in the woods and not have to worry about anything.
And everybody was on drugs. Then it'd be
Everyone's on drugs. Trust me.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because everybody on drugs doesn't necessarily make me feel more comfortable, because I don't know how everybody reacts to drugs. I don't know. I don't know your situation. I don't know if this is the time that you just start freaking out, man, and you like make me freak out or something. I don't know if y'all ever saw that movie. What's the movie called?
Yes, I've seen that one.
It's
Here's the thing though.
Shh. The movie.
We're gonna have to edit this part out.
It's fine. What's the movie? You know the movie.
I know the movie.
Trance.
How did you figure that out with no clues at all?
Because you know it's the movie.
He knows,
dude. It's the movie, guy. Come on.
No clues. You know. Not a one description word. Nothing.
I am the horseman.
I knew exactly what I was talking about.
I knew all.
Yes. No. The trance movie. That. It's the one that where amazing. They like all take.
See that? Yeah, no.
They all take acid together in like this warehouse, and it's supposed to be super fun.
That wasn't what happened.
They got laced. Yeah, they got with laced. Acid, but they all. Well, no, they thought they knew that they were taking something.
They didn't know what it was.
They were partying.
Like, it was supposed to be like a lock-in type situation. They were supposed to just be partying the whole night. Somebody put a shit ton of acid in the goddamn punch that they were drinking without them fucking knowing.
That's fucked up.
So they're locked in this fucking warehouse just tripping the fuck out. They're not even.
And they were like locked in because there's like snowstorm type shit outside.
Yeah, it was like snowstorm on top of it.
Oh my God, bro. That's horrible.
And you're not aware that you're on like a shit ton of acid.
And it's going to be cold in there. I mean, I'm going to know right away. But you're like, oh, for the people that don't do acid or haven't ever done acid, they're not going to know what the fuck is going on with them.
Then at a certain point, the fucking power goes out. So now it's just a generator. So it's just red light all over the place.
The movie does drag. In my opinion, but it is still like worth a good watch. I think you would like it.
There's just a story about some politician that was like drinking White Claws or something and didn't realize that they had alcohol in them. He had like four or five of them and was saying how he felt weird to people.
Dumbass.
Because he had never drank alcohol, I guess. He didn't know what
feels
it was.
So
he
weird.
Just thought it was like a seltzer. Yeah.
He got tricked. Like, no, man, it's a seltzer, man. Drink it.
Yeah.
Honestly, to me, I think those damn White Claws and whatever the fuck else. I forget the other one. That's really popular. But
Truly.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck those damn like alcoholic. No, I don't. Hard water? Like, what are we doing?
Think about it. Like, you'd be hydrated and drunk at the same time.
No, but you can't.
But you can't.
Like, that's a trick. Because you actually... I mean, you can if you drink actual water. But, like, you can't be that fucking hydrated and drunk. Like, I mean, because when you have... more alcohol you drink, it's going to make you want to piss more. It makes you sweat more. Like, all that stuff. You have to, like, have actual water to replace all that.
Well, you just drink somebody else's pee and sweat, and then it filters right in.
Or you do that.
Not on this end. Not on this end. No shaming, though. You know, if you like to get pissed on, that's on you. But it's not.
Would
for
you
me.
Pee on somebody in your tent, though?
In my tent, hell no.
They're in your tent.
No, their tent maybe, not mine. My tent's not the pissing tent.
Would you pee on them outside of your tent?
Yes, but I'm not going to touch them afterwards.
So it's got to be a finishing, like a coup de grace pee.
Yeah.
Would you still talk to them later?
Would you
at a music festival? After a music festival, probably not. Probably not. Only because there's a lot of other people around.
What if they a only lot of more like people to be peed on? There?
Yeah,
I can only pee on something. It's only 4 days. There's not going to be that much peeing. I'm not fucking R. Kelly.
Glenn, he's not going to be that hydrated. We already went over that. So
I'll be hydrated. I'll be good. I'm pretty good at drinking water.
I feel like you actually need to do at least a little bit of footage. Not peeing.
I'm gonna do my best, and I know that Kevin has a GoPro too, so I'm gonna see about like walking around with it for a little bit.
Yeah,
so
you don't
I'll absolutely do it.
There's no peeing footage that has to be included.
I'm not gonna put any peeing footage on there. You gotta pay extra for that.
That's Impaler Prime.
I'll get the GoPro.
Impaler Prime gets you one pee video a month.
I'll get the GoPro in,
directly to your email.
He does foot stuff too.
I'm not really good with my feet. You're gonna be out of luck trying to get a foot job from me, buddy. It's not gonna be good.
Feet cast is not responsible.
We'll be honest, not lying to you.
Yeah, 100%.
Straight like that.
Feedcast is not responsible for quality of foot jobs provided by services.
We need a full book report when you come back from the camping. Okay, so there's something else I did want to like really quick just bring up because I don't know, I'm bored bitch and I want to like talk about it.
What was that? The head movement you just did.
She said she bored.
Did you call Miss Fowl?
She's got to get some kinetic energy built up by swaying.
Yeah, obviously. Duh. So, Lil Tay.
She resurfaced?
She did actually.
She still got Down syndrome.
And here's the thing that I want to bring up about her, and I want to start with this before we get into anything, so we don't divulge, divert,
like she did, her chromosomes.
Divert is what I was looking for. But the point I want to make is that it's just crazy how, and I think I brought this up before, like internet attention is so important to people that they are willing to do the absolute fucking most to have like, you know, some minutes of fame or seconds of fame. So anyways, Lil Tay, obviously years ago, she was the youngest flex in the game.
Yup.
Correct.
Yup.
She was saying like all types of just extra ass shit. It was, you know, kind of cringy, but also entertaining because she was a kid, but she was cussing, talking about how rich she was and how broke we all are. And, you know, okay, haha, wow, great. And it came out that this was honestly perpetuated by her mom and older brother. They were literally like pushing her to do this. They were telling her what to say. They were coaching her. They were creating this character so that, you know, to get the internet fame, which did work.
Yeah, as the youngest flexer in the internet would.
As it would. Yeah. And so then what ended up happening, as far as I know, feel free to correct me. I don't fucking care to, I didn't care to do actual, like, deep dive research into this. So whatever I say, if it's wrong,
We're gonna put you to the cross.
I guess burn me at the stake for it. So, anyways, please don't. She ended up having to go live with her dad, and her mom and her dad were like separated. But this was like after the height of her, you know, I'm wilding out like a 9-year-old, and she goes to live with the dad. The dad's name is, I forget, something Hope and whatever. So we haven't heard from this bitch for years. And then, like, August, there's this random post on her page or some page about how she has died. Lil Tay, a.k.a. Claire Hope, has passed away, blah, 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 blah.
And her brother.
Yeah, and it was like supposed to be this tragic thing, and
supposed
you know,
to be it was tragic.
No, it was supposed it was to be so because tragic. It seemed odd and just random and not valid, but it's, I don't know. It was just weird, and it but people were like, "Oh shit, well, RIP, blah, blah." And then like a day later, maybe 2 days later, it came out, "Oh, my page was hacked. That's not real." Which, again, like, begs the question, who cares enough to hack your fucking page and be like, oh, she dead? Like, who?
She dead. She gone.
R.I.P.
Lil Tay.
Lil Tay has died.
Who would take the time to hack your page to do that shit?
So
like, honestly.
My page?
Big,
who did this?
Big Tay.
After you've been missing for, like, 5-6 years, right? Like,
this
no.
is a cabal by Big Tay.
That's why I hacked my page, bro.
Like, nobody hacked your page. This was a fucking stunt. And what I've gathered is I think that
she was
living with her dad. And, like, now she's living back with her mom and her brother. Mm. And it's, like, kind of... Now there's, like, this whole also kind of smear campaign against her dad. Which, I don't know. These people all seem crazy, to be honest.
Now she got a whole single.
She got a single produced by her brother.
There's some
directed
weird
by her brother.
There.
Written by her brother.
Some weird.
She thought in videos energy. Now.
She's got a music video.
She's sexy dancing in videos.
It's like
isn't she
it's
still
just
like
messy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that's
no,
what's
she's
even wilder.
She's 15 or 16 now.
Okay. Oh, that's
oh,
a
that's,
lot.
Even
that's
better.
A big jump.
She's that's so much better.
Yeah,
who is
Lil Tay? So,
you say it correct, please.
Lil Tay.
You gotta make that thing the face Lil Tay.
Yeah, this has been a weird rollout, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's basically all been this
weird. It's really, really fucking desperate. Hilarious.
It's been this build up to like try to just keep getting her more. And now, not only is there the single out, but she's like had this little live video where she came out and was talking about how her dad is all the things. He's misogynistic. He's abusive. He's
racist.
He is a fucking womanizer. Like, he hates everybody. Like, he's all the things you could possibly be.
We put all of our hopes and dreams into him.
He wipes from back to front.
No!
Like, it's just using all the buzzwords. And again, I mean, I don't know these people. Shit, maybe he is. I don't know, but it's like the whole thing is just so fucking like contrived and very like it's just not.
I bet he eats his corn from back to front too.
Woo, he eats corn the long way.
Ugh.
The long ways.
I bet he wipes his dick when he pees.
Ugh.
First of all,
a little dab dab.
What's wrong with wiping?
No, you shake.
Exactly. We'll fucking walk right here.
Sometimes I do a little dab dab with his.
Whoa!
Why are you getting paper towels?
First of all, y'all niggas is nasty. Talking about like you don't. Why are you not wiping your meats?
You dab dab.
That's not how that works.
You don't, or
not.
You don't even have to dab dab. You just put it on the end. You just let it sit on the hole. On the dick hole for a little bit.
You do a little spa treatment.
Yeah, you just let it sit on the dick hole.
He's giving a little dick hole spa treatment,
and then you empty the hose.
I would like to buy a gun.
From the bottom to the top.
I'm gonna send my pecker to Impaler's camp of. Actually, that doesn't sound good. Let's backtrack that.
This is
over.
This is wrong.
You flit.
No, listen. No.
You don't flick, bro.
Listen. I got logic. I got logic for you, motherfuckers. Yeah, logic. If you want to follow it,
the woman without
it.
A penis right. Is logic.
Yes, here we go.
Shaking.
Yeah, please tell me.
Yeah, no.
Please tell me.
Just
please,
go ahead and
please
she's
female.
This.
Explain to me.
She explain all
what
of
I should do with my.
Listen,
what
you
do with
imbeciles.
My dick.
Okay, if you have, for example, a straw, right, and the straw has had a liquid in it, right, and you simply flick it. That space. Doesn't mean you're not gonna not still have liquid drips in or around the straw.
Space
now, what you should do
like
is take an entire Q-tip.
Wait! Whoa! And do what?
Put
do
it
what?
All the way in.
And place it.
There you go.
I'm just kidding.
You're
I'm
fucking
just kidding.
Fired.
You're some man palm.
You're fired. You're not getting any of that.
I'm just kidding. kidding, not the Q-tip, but you should dab, right? Because the flick does not get rid of.
I don't want to agree with anything you say anymore.
She's 2024.
You guys can't take a joke.
Even if the flicking did get rid of all the extra urine that
it
was filling your urethra,
it does not.
I'm saying even if it did, you still just got fucking pee flinging around, flopping around every guy.
Well, no, you're not fucking just hardcore. Just
okay. Could you imagine me as a woman? Okay, It's not the same. Why is it not the same?
Because you sit down to pee.
So do a lot of guys.
No,
guys sit down to pee, or you stand up to pee. It doesn't matter. The point is,
guys do not sit down to pee.
The point is, if you pee, stuff comes out of the pee hole, and you should dry it off with the proper utensils.
Next week, we're doing Space Boy anatomy class. We're gonna have to bring in like one of them penises that you pull apart, and it's got the cross section of the penis.
For you. Yeah, ours is concentrated in one spot, but I'll do the wipe sometimes. I don't do it all the time.
I think everybody should wipe. I think equal opportunities, male and female.
The wipe is only appropriate if you're pooping.
You don't want pee. Pee in your underwear.
Yeah, a wipe is only appropriate if you're pooping.
No, you don't want
if
them dick
peeing,
drips. You don't want them dick drips.
But you should be shaking.
I do shake.
I think one good, I do shake. Like, flop, and then you got to get a little wrist into it, you know, a little, little Leviosa.
I got a lot of hose over here. You'd be surprised. If you empty it out, and then I fucking try to squeeze it down again. There's a lot.
You got to do more Kegels.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You got to get some pressure control there.
Listen, sir, I do my Kegels.
Yeah, you got to get that muscle up, bro.
I do my Kegels. Trust me, I do Kegels. I don't do Kegels for the pissing.
You ain't never seen
I didn't know men
jump?
Can
That's...
Kegel.
Oh
yeah, we can Kegel.
We're keeping all sorts of secrets from y'all.
Wow, exposed now for everybody. Men Kegel.
Yeah, men Kegel.
Who the fucking thought?
Oh, you thought you owned the Kegel game?
I thought that was an exclusive.
No, you tighten your pubic area. That's not exclusive to ladies. Shit, we're better at it. We got next.
I'm offended. Honestly, I'm ready to go. Are we done?
We can flop our dicks up and down without touching like that. Those are Kegels.
Muscle.
No, that's just flexing
control.
A muscle. That's
that's flexing. That's yeah, that's what that's what
that's
Kegeling.
Not Kegeling.
It would literally be
what
it,
okay, that's what Kegeling
that.
Is. What is it when a female does it? You're flexing a muscle.
No. What? No.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. I'm not doing this.
Exactly.
You're tightening and releasing a muscle.
But that's not the. It's not the same.
It is.
I mean, it's not the same, but it is the same thing.
You close your vagina tighter, and we lift our dicks up.
It's not a...
Trunk
it
lifts.
It is.
Yeah.
It's trunk the ups. Same thing.
No, because I feel like that is equivalent to when people can do the chest thing, like that.
Nah, it's...
No,
because... They can make their chest move.
No, because that's chest muscle.
Because that's still... Exactly. We both have chest muscles. We both have that muscle down. We have opposite organs,
I'm
but
done.
It's still the same
in
muscle.
In the episode. I'm done. I don't want any more biology class. I'm done.
All right. We're going to hit you with a stone cold
facts. You see that? She pulled the woman. She was losing.
Oh.
Just done.
Now she wants to, I'm done. I won't talk about it no more.
Really?
I'm done.
Take it off the market. I shake my penis at you.
Okay. Yeah. Good night. Good night.
Good night.